From NPR News, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In the news today, the man behind the investigations of many of Wall Street scandals, including the most recent mutual fund mess. New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer is on Capitol Hill today. Get the full story later on All Things Considered. The Democrats running for president have been highly critical of the way the Bush administration is handling the war in Iraq, but Slate political columnist Timothy Noah has noticed near silence from another prominent group of Democrats, those who actually made foreign policy during the Clinton administration. Noah has these thoughts on why that may be.
Here's a list of names. You tell me what they have in common. Anthony Lake, Samuel Berger, Warren Christopher, Richard Holbrooke, Strobe Talbot, William Perry, William Cohen. Well, yes, they were all foreign policy big shots in the Clinton administration. What else do they have in common? Not one of them has commented publicly about the Bush administration leak that blew the cover of a CIA employee. The only Clinton foreign policy big shot who's publicly condemned the leak is former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. And even Albright did so only once, on CNN. Indeed, Clinton's top-tier foreign policy honchos, let's call them the FPHs, have been amazingly quiet about the Iraq War in general. What few criticisms they voiced have tended to be worded more diplomatically than those voiced by, say, Bill Kristol, publisher of the conservative Weekly Standard magazine and a pro-Bush hawk. Why is that? Well, Democratic foreign policy types tend to worry about seeming weak. Also, the FPHs are likely embarrassed at having shared the apparent misperception that Saddam was hiding chemical and biological weapons. And the Democrats still buy into the clubby bipartisanship of the foreign policy establishment, even though most top-level Bushies do not. At least some FPHs probably think the invasion was a good idea, but that still leaves plenty to criticize. There's the CIA leak. There's the Bush administration's pre-war reluctance to accept intelligence that failed to support their belief that Iraq was building nukes. There's the shortage of troops to keep the peace. Two FPHs may feel constrained by the profit motive. Former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger and former Defense Secretary Bill Cohen both run companies dependent on the Bush administration's goodwill. Berger's helps corporations win homeland defense contracts. Cohen's helps corporations win contracts overseas, including in Iraq. Only two FPHs have been really outspoken about the war, Madeleine Albright and Dick Holbrooke, former ambassador to the United Nations. At the risk of sounding cynical, I'll note that each of them has a motive to seize the spotlight. Albright is hawking her newly published memoir, Madam Secretary. Holbrooke, practically alone in this group, has not risen as high in a Democratic administration as he likely hopes to go. But thank goodness for Holbrooke's ambition and Albright's book tour. They're giving us the only vigorous criticism on Iraq that the Clinton foreign policy team can muster.
That analysis from Slate Magazine's Chatterbox columnist, Timothy Noah.